This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are likely to meet during a G20 summit in Japan at the end of June and discuss trade. Here's White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News Sunday.
We don't think the Chinese have come far enough. We'll wait and see. The talks will continue, and I will say this is a G20 meeting in Japan toward the end of June next month. The chances that President Trump and President Xi will get together at that meeting are probably pretty good.
According to Kudlow, China has backtracked on from some of its commitments and that the sticking point was to ensure Beijing puts the changes it had promised into law. Trump on Friday more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. China had previously imposed taxes on $110 billion of American products, but has not said how it might retaliate against Trump's latest increase in tariffs. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal, seen as a key step to end the four-year war in Yemen, on Tuesday. The redeployment efforts began Saturday in accordance with an agreement in December reached in Sweden between Yemen's government and the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. Gunmen killed six people attending Mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, according to officials and witnesses. A witness told VOA Africa the priest and five churchgoers were among the victims. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week. This is VOA News. Sunday services resumed in churches in Sri Lanka for the first time since the Easter Sunday bomb attacks, which left more than 250 dead. Soldiers stood on alert outside the church compound as police checked people who came to attend Mass. Here's Father Bernard Neville Pereira.
As we expected, we have got the normal crowd, and the things are moving on well. There's nothing to be fear because the security personnel, they have provided the fullest cooperation they have given, and they have provided the security.
Islamist militants targeted three churches and four luxury hotels on Easter Sunday. Church leaders banned religious services in the wake, fearing they would be targeted by militants. Catholic schools were also closed but are set to reopen on Tuesday. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he's instructed his political envoy to immediately open relations with the U.S. military. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
U.S.-backed Guaido told modest crowds in Caracas he has asked his ambassador in Washington to open direct communications toward possible coordination. Repeating language used by President Donald Trump, Guaido says he's keeping all options on the table to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In recent days, Venezuelan security forces arrested National Assembly Vice President Edgar Zambrano. Other lawmakers also scrambled for refuge in foreign embassies following an unsuccessful military rebellion on April 30th. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Thousands of supporters of South Africa's American National Congress took to the streets of Johannesburg on Sunday to celebrate their party's victory in last week's election. The celebrations continued despite a lower share of the vote, with the ANC party winning 57.5% of the parliamentary vote. This was President Cyril Ramaphosa's first test at the polls since he took power in February 2018, and his party retained power in 8 of 9 provinces. Ramaphosa spoke at the celebrations, calling this a new era.
We are going to make sure that we give the young people of our country great opportunities so that young people can get ahead in life.
Ramaphosa also vowing to purge his party of bad and deviant tendencies as he prepares to appoint a new cabinet. And we have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.